I kind of feel pops with this one. Fiona said I look like a gay. I don't really exactly know what that means, so.
Oh. How are you?
Good.
It's good to see all of you. I've been looking forward to this service since I heard you had it. And this service kicks off a few week series about regathering. And regathering so much more when we think about the significance of today as 9/11. It means so much more to me when I think about the fact that not so long ago we were afraid to be together. For the first day, COVID kind of became real to me because it kind of sensationalizes everything, so it's hard to feel what's a true threat. Fiona and I went over to the grocery store because I told her, I think we should get some food. And there were no carts to use. People were filling the aisles. Things were empty. We grabbed what I thought we could use. And we were standing in line. Everybody was talking to one another. And everyone had different opinions, of course, about what was going on and how serious it was and on and on and on. But it was that moment that I think I needed, not the food or the chaos of worrying about, you know, how, what I was going to get, whatever I thought I needed. But it was that moment of just standing in line and being with other people that had opinions and were confused. And then after that, losing them. Being afraid to go to the grocery store, being unable to come to church, unable to go to school for over a year. When we think about natural catastrophes, usually we think about things like earthquakes or tornadoes, tsunamis, where the damage is visible, where you walk outside and there's nothing missing. Now, with COVID-11, where we sat and we watched the towers crumble, eyes. We came out of our houses at COVID and everything looked the same. There was no visible changes to signify to us that things had crumbled and things had changed. And whatever was going on in our faith communities before COVID, the separation and the drifting away that had already begun, was exacerbated. Now many things were keeping us from church. A few weeks ago, and I think I've talked to Jim about this story, but I started going to yoga down the street. And the first time that I was in there, they were inviting us all to breathe together. In this very small, confined space. Beaches. Like, together. Like, I don't know these people next to me. Like, I don't know anything about their story. How are you feeling? Like, did we take our temperatures? And that rhythm, though, of breathing together, hearing one another breathing together. Trust that confined in this space, that it would be a life-giving activity once again. That there would be faith in me and in each of the people gathered there that we could once again breathe together through our anxiety and through our fear that we could regather. And the church faces many additional fears to gather hurt people. We have said as Capital C Church that we welcome all people when we don't. We have welcomed all people in ways that don't feel welcoming, just out of ignorance or lack of experience or inaccessibility to the stories of others that open our eyes. And yet, here we are, those who regather, regathering around song this morning. And song has such a unique and remarkable way of drawing us together when the words of welcoming, when the stories of catastrophe feel invisible and unseen. Unlike smell, the strong connection to memory, music, song is a corporate, is a collective, is a communal experience. We tend to remember songs most between the years of 10 and 30. It's this reminiscent bump. And so for me, and then you're going to think I'm making this up, but I promise I'm not. The song that I most remember associated to a place and a time was when I got my license, and it was already the end of the world as we know it. I'm not kidding. I'm really not joking. That's a true story. I was driving in this very old mobile. My dad had taken me in the morning. I was driving to school. Probably not me. Mom, why would they let us drive? Like, that's, I look back and I'm like, oh dear, that song was like not just a song playing. It was like a warning. But song links us not only to these memories, but also represent that time. And they're linked in a way. This is us in a story. It's not only our own, but is one another's. I remember all my friends getting their licenses. I remember all the music we listened to at that time, Blink 182. I mean, I know I'm dating myself right now, but there you go. Caught in the middle, right? Like, the music that we remember and the stories associated with them name the play of the story. Because we don't know one another's pop songs. Remembrance that we struggle with the words, and we're working so hard to rename the lessons we're teaching in them, that we come together and we all remember the place we first were when we heard Amazing Grace, or the second place, or the third place. Our songs remind us of the people that we have lost, of the people that we have loved, of the events that we have no words to describe. They link us and they bring us home and remind us that we are never, ever, ever alone. There's an origin story from many Native cultures. And today I'm going to read you a little bit of it for us. When the earth was first created, on solid, no longer have big dreams. And so the one who created the earth came to them and said, travel and wander and go to this big and magnificent world that I've created. And so began the plight of the human people, those who desire to wander and those who long to sit down and have a place to call home. So eventually, one group of people wandering so long found a place to settle down, and they found a place where they could fall asleep, where they could dream dreams. Something happened that had never happened before. Two of the people began to get sick and feel unwell, and day by day, they began to lose a part of themselves. And no one did anything because no one knew what to do, because this was something that had never happened before. And so the elders of the community walked out to the edges of the darkness and sat and listened and looked at the stars. Day by day at dusk, they would travel out to the edges of the darkness. And slowly they began to hear a song. And the people asked them, are you hearing this song from inside of you or from without? They said, it is both. Sitting in the darkness, a song rises up in us, and we hear a song. Come, come, and you will hear it too. And more people started to come, and the one who created the earth came to them and seeing them who are sick. Suddenly into the world came knowledge and song and healing all at once. And the people who were sick and isolated were brought into the center of the community, and everybody surrounded them and sang. And so the people that were separated and alone were brought into the center, and what was wrong was made plain. What was invisible was made seen. And the song that had been lost and their placement in the stable ground, the first day they were born, is renewed and heard and reverberated throughout the community. When one of us is broken, when one of us is lost, it will be the songs we sing that bring us back to the memories where we were most at home. The moments where we remembered that this ground, right under our feet, in this space right now, this is a place we call home.